the upper levels first. The main feature up there is the sharp shortwave trough at 500 millibar. That's been slowly moving east across the Tasman. In a few hours, in fact, we'll find the trough smack dab in the middle of the Tasman, with the eastern edge just about over New Zealand. In fact, it will be over New Zealand. Now, the surface low has, of course, formed with the main frontal bands under what we call the forcing area of the upper trough. And that happens to be over the North Island, where we are, as we speak. Now, that cold front has also attached to it, or just in front of it, I should say, an occluded front. So we've got a dual front combination here. And what's happened there is that we've had a prefrontal trough that's actually turned into a front, that's actually become occluded, and yet, again, another cold front behind that. Only in the Southwest Pacific, folks. Amazing place. Anyway, those go across the passage route, and there may be one or two boats out there, but we just don't seem to hear from them. Now, the cold front lies just to the southwest of New Caledonia. The occlusion does reach New Cal and the Loyalties, and actually Aneisham as well, for those boats that are still in Aneisham. That cloud is coming from the northern tip of the occluded front. Now, by Saturday, New Zealand and much of the cruising route is going to be under cyclonic flow, with southwest winds over North Cape and west to west southwest winds up to about 25 south. Strength is going to be about 20 to 25 knots, and that'll be rising to 35 knots on Sunday, and that's near New Zealand. But having shifted to the southeast later on, so a bit of a wind shift there. So it goes from basically west to west-southwest, then it starts to rotate so that at North Cape and whatnot, we're going to have southeasterlies. And they'll be pretty strong, as I said, 35 knots by Sunday. Now, Monday is maybe a possible departure date with those southeast winds. Now, the problem is that they are going to be fairly strong, about the 30-knot range, and that means leaving Tuesday might be a nicer choice in terms of getting beat up a bit. Now, the southeast winds project themselves right up to 25 south and remain that in that direction all the way up to New Cal and Vanuatu. And I know that there's a number of boats poised to head in that direction as soon as they can. Now, those winds are going to shift to a southerly quadrant near Fiji and Tonga. Now, for those that are waiting to go, if you wait until Wednesday, winds from 30 south to New Zealand are going to be northerly winds, right on the nose. However, EC indicates another possible window Thursday to Friday. That's the 14th and the 15th. And what's happening there is we've got a high, an anticyclone, lying over Australia, probably going to be a 1030 central pressure. And that's going to extend a ridge all the way to New Zealand. So that's Thursday and Friday. Now, this window does seem to be better in terms of comfort than the Tuesday window, but either one of them may never happen. They may never pan out. So we will have to just wait and find out. Tomorrow I'm going to try to give the boats that are still here the best prognosis that I can for either of these windows. One thing that does make a big difference from the previous windows that you up in the islands have had is that the so-called Tasman low is moving east instead of a southeasterly direction, which is more or less the normal way that these things go. So it'll be very, very interesting. To give you an example, by midnight on Sunday, the depression is going to be nearly halfway between New Zealand and Tongatapu. So that gives you an idea of how radical that shift in direction is. Now the center is going to be near 28 South and the Dateline. So while this is unusual, it's happened before. So before somebody jumps on the climate change bandwagon, believe me, this has happened on numerous occasions. It just isn't common. Now, one thing about this latter window that it would indicate to me, we've got the possibility of a polar dip near Townsville, and that could force a Queensland depression, and that could sort of screw up the plans of a nice window to the islands, but we'll wait and see. Now, I'm not going to give weather on the passage route, because if you're not going to talk to us, I don't see any point in spending the time on that or actually making the time to do it for you. So when we start hearing from boats that are underway, I'll start up again. Now, we'll shift our focus now to the islands. Satellite imagery shows a fair amount of cloud over Tonga, and that's left over from that previous quasi-stationary front that was there. The high to the southeast of the group is actually providing moderate trade winds in general out of the southeast. Now, Tonga Tapu, at 5 o'clock this morning, they reported variable winds to about 10 knots, scattered cloud. This was at 4 o'clock in the morning. They had light showers previous to that report with a barometer of 1019. The Papais are reporting southeast winds, 13 knots, a scattered cloud at 1,000 and 1,800 feet, a barometer 1018. And Babao is reporting easterlies about 10 knots, a scattered cloud at 1,700 and broken cloud at 4,000. Barometer 1017. So my forecast for the group today is for easterlies, and they'll get up to maybe 20 knots as the day heats up. Now, we may see up to 25 knots near the surrounds of Babao. May not be right in that anchorage area, but out and about, we could see it get up that high. Be interesting to get your reports tomorrow. And actually, virtually this, my same forecast applies for tomorrow as well. Now, satellite imagery for Fiji indicates pretty nice conditions. There's an active band of squalls to the west of the Asawas. Cloud is building on the eastern sides of the two big islands, but that's very normal. That happens almost every day. And you know why the trades hit the fairly high hills, and up they go, creating the cloud. Now, there's still a high wind warning for Kandabu and Batuira passages, and also southwest Bidi-Labu. The Asawas and the Mamanukas are part of this as well. And this is going to bring moderate to rough seas. Now, I looked at the microwave satellite this morning, and we got a fairly decent pass for that area, and sure enough, it does show those winds, particularly in the Batuira and the Kandabu passage, and also southwest corner of Bidi-Labu. It really does sneak around there and accelerate. So it almost always happens. You get some wind there, and it can be calm on either side of that. Mandy this morning reports northeast winds of all things, 5 knots. Scattered 3,000, barometer 1014. Sabu Sabu, easterly, 16 knots, 1/6. Scattered at 2,000 and barometer 1016. Suva reports 4 knots out of the west and scattered at 2,000, barometer 1017. Now, we did get a boat report there for northeast winds in the anchorage. Now, when I give you the Suva report, that is at the airport, and of course, that's going to really be a function of the orographics that are around there. But the reason I give those airport reports is that they are solid numbers, and it does give the cloud cover, which is good, and the barometric pressure. But the winds aren't necessarily what it is out in the open water. Anyway, Tabiuni reports southeast 18, scattered at 2,300. And 1016 on the barometer. So my wind forecast today for Tabiuni to Koro Island east to east northeast winds about 15 knots. Vanuatu, I'd say easterlies to east northeast, may get up to 20 later today. The southern Lau, east northeast, 15 to 20. Same report for Kindabu. Yasawa is east southeast, up to 20 knots. Tomorrow, Taviuni to Koro, east to east northeast again, still around 15 knots. And Vanuatu, oh, virtually the same thing. Easterlies to east northeast and getting up to about 20. Southern Lau, east to east northeast, 15 to 20. Kindabu, though, more northeast to 20 knots, and Yasawa's northeast, 15 to 20. Moving over to Vanuatu, satellite imagery shows quite unstable conditions, really, with cloud coming and going over the entire group. Winds today show northeasterlies from Anishim to Iramango in the 15 to 20 knot range, and then east-northeast from Efate northward, and also in the 15 to 20 knot range. Now, the satellite run this morning, that indicated east-southeast winds, and that was very early this morning, but I think that's going to change as the frontal band gets closer. Tomorrow, we're going to definitely see a shift to the northwest from Iramango to Anishim, and that's in the 15 to 20 knot range. And then from Efate northward, the wind should be north to northeast, about 10 to 15. Now, remember the frontal band. It should affect southern Vanuatu Friday morning, so we'll see how that goes. All right, quite a bit of cloud over, actually, Nukel and the Loyalties as the tail end of the New Zealand front affects the country. Now, this extends, believe it or not, as a trough all the way up to western Samoa. And again, this happens a fair amount as well. Whatever cloud was in that northern area tends to gather itself and become part of an already existing trough to the south. So anyhow, we got some conditions. I'm going to start doing this now as more and more people are getting to New Caledonia. And I'll pick just a couple of popular areas. The first one is Amity Light. So that's on the outer lagoon, basically straight out of Noumea. That report was at 4 a.m. and they had north to north-northeast winds up to 10 knots there, still fairly light. And Ile de Pan had light westerlies to about 10 knots. So the wind forecast for the southern lagoon, I think we're going to find west to northwest winds, 10 knots, west to northwest. And they will shift to westerlies this afternoon, 15 to 20. So if you're out and about, make sure you've got some protection out of the west. Many of you that go to these ELOs, there isn't much protection out of the west, so keep that in mind. Tomorrow, westerlies also, and they may get up to 20 knots. So that's it for me. Any questions, comments, come now.
Sophia, over. Sophia.
Go ahead, Sophia.
Thanks for being here. Just to give you a little thought on where we are. We're in the Vanuatu Islands at 1740 and 1706. We've got 1016 on the bar and 5 knots of easterly, over.
Oh, that's a good report. I appreciate that. Yep, well, it'll be interesting to see what the winds do as the day rolls on. Usually when things heat up inland on the big islands, then the winds start to pick up. So I'll look forward to your report tomorrow to see what happens. Over.
Sure, and just to tell you, just as interesting, we had quite a heavy rainfall last night about 11 p.m. with a 180-degree wind shift, and the wind went from nothing to 15 to 20 knots. Over.
Yeah, what direction was the wind? Over.
Well, I guess it was about east or northeast, something like that. We had originally been facing 180 degrees the other way. Over.
Okay, so the downflow winds were from the northeast, is that what you're saying?
East-northeast, yes, something like that. Over.
Yeah, hang on a minute. That's good to know. I want to see what direction the cloud bands have been moving. Yeah, most of the clouds have been moving from the southeast, from the southwest to the northeast, from what I can see in your area. Now, this loop is probably about 4 hours worth, and that would be O-Dark 30 to about 5 or 6 o'clock. But that radical change is, of course, due to, this is for everybody's sake, and I've said it, I think, before, but in case nobody heard, these winds that you get are coming from the upper levels. And upper levels, I don't mean 500, I mean about 700 millibar, and that's about 10,000 feet. Also, 850 millibar winds come down, and those are winds from about 5,000 feet. So they will conflict with the trades, and I can see that the trade winds were generally blowing out of, let's say, the easterly quadrant. And so there's almost a 180 degree shift there. It may not always be exactly 180, but it definitely will be different from the winds that you've got, your normal surface winds. And the other thing that it does, when they flash, they have to go up. And so they wind up what we call budding new cloud. So a new cloud will form, build up, and repeat itself, and it goes on and on and on until the original cloud band moves on. So that's what happens, and that's why I always say, when you're anchored and you're in the tropics, always be aware of that shift, that wind shift, and make sure that you've got the room to safely be pointing in that direction. So anyhow, thanks a lot for the report, and I'll look forward to what it winds up doing later today. Thanks, and if there's nothing else, here's Patricia.
There was somebody else in behind Anne on Sophia. Who was that? Oh, good morning, Jonathan from the Nuwabalaba. Go ahead. Okay, Vanuabalava in the weekend, you said something about north or northwest. You're quite light this morning. Hang on, here's David.
Yeah, Jonathan, I was going to cover that more tomorrow when things sort of get squared away on the models, but at the moment, yes. It looks like where you are, you'll be anywhere from north to northwest as this frontal band starts to traverse Fiji. So, yeah, be aware of that. The winds are forecast to be light in this. But, again, it just depends whether you wind up being underneath a big buildup, in which case they would be stronger. But, yeah, that's the direction it would appear to be. Over.
Okay, and I was just reading an interesting report from Fusio here. They went, they stopped on the west side of Nigani, this is in Fiji, and they're going up further today. But when they passed Namina Island yesterday, it looked absolutely flattened after Winston, with the wharf and building by the water gone and the rest of the resort in tatters. The vegetation on the island was looking flattened too, which was a bit bad for the bird life, evidently, which was fantastic last year. So, yeah, a lot of damage there, folks. So great that some of you are able to stop and help out. Okay, we'll do a final call for anybody with anything for Gulf Harbour.
Morning, morning.
Couple there. Stand by the lady. And Morney, go ahead from Port Vila.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, sounds good. A very nice spot to be, nice and protected. Yes, we had a call from Ialea earlier on. I presume the check-in procedure in Port Vila is still straightforward and no problem, over?
Well, we were able to do the call back in the
Oh, that's good. Yes, I forgot they were down there for the cruise ships, weren't they? So.